Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Stafford County supervisors were set to vote on whether to allow construction of a 108,000-square-foot medical clinic. The story by Kristen Davis in the Freelance Star says the clinic would serve tens of thousands of veterans in the area. But in the days before the vote, supervisors started to get a lot of negative comments. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says it's still not clear who organized the opposition.
All of a sudden, the supervisors started getting swamped with the emails. A web page popped up. There was a Facebook campaign that it was a bad deal for the county and would, quote, create crippling new traffic, end quote, for the county. And it would accuse the supervisors of trying to rush a vote just before Christmas. This group was calling itself Stafford Citizens for Smart Growth, but the supervisors could not find any record of it.
There were also warnings that the clinic would become a target for violent attack and would put school children in danger. But at a public hearing, most of the people who had signed up to speak against it never showed up. A lot of people did speak in favor, though.
So it's a bit of a mystery of how something that can just pop up on social media and take on life doesn't appear to have anybody willing to step forward and take credit for it.
But that didn't stop at least one supervisor from figuring out someone to blame.
Gary Snellings, a supervisor, said Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg should call it comic book because that's exactly what it is. They were saying that this was just complete misinformation on Facebook, what someone might call fake news.
In the end, supervisors voted unanimously to approve the medical clinic. David, another story that got a lot of attention involves the Amherst County Sheriff's Department, which makes meeting space in its basement available to a variety of groups, including the County Republican Party. But this month, the GOP had to meet somewhere else.
Right. This is a story by Josh Moody, a reporter with the Lynchburg News in Advance. Word got out that one of the guest speakers at an upcoming Amherst County Republican committee meeting was a author who had taken some views on Islamic groups some people find extreme. The Council on American-Islamic Relations issued a statement asking the sheriff's office not to allow this.
The speaker was Chris Galbitz, who says many well-known Muslim organizations are in league with terrorists. He worked undercover at one of them, the one you mentioned, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, for 6 months, and then he accused the group of supporting jihad against the U.S.
He claimed that it was a front for the Muslim Brotherhood and that most of the mosques in the U.S. are under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Council of American-Islamic Relationships, they think this is a smear job. They reached out to the sheriff's department. They agreed to move it. The chairman of the local Republican committee, Vance Wilkins, who's a former speaker of the House of Delegates in Virginia, went ahead with the meeting. They moved it to a nearby community center.
And David, at the end of the story, the sheriff's department was saying it might change the way it manages meetings in its basement.
The sheriff's office in Amherst County thought that they were going to take a little bit more closer screening on what groups are meeting on their public facility and what's on the agenda.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.